Penguin Random House Audio presents Boy Erased, a memoir by Garrett Conley. Read for you by Michael Crouch. For my parents. Author's note. During my time at Love in Action, LIA, no journaling, photographing, or any other method of recording was allowed inside the facility. To that effect, all events, physical descriptions, and dialogue have been reconstructed to the best of my ability. My mother's and my memories, LIA's ex-gay handbook, newspaper articles, blog posts, and personal interviews have supplemented the empty spaces where trauma has made dark what was once painfully clear. As in most memoirs, the chronology is accurate, altered only in places where the narrative requires it. I have excluded details that seemed irrelevant to the nature of the story. The names and certain identifying characteristics of some key figures in my life, including Chloe, Brandon, David, Brad, Brother Stevens, and Brother Nielsen, have been changed. I wish none of this had ever happened. Sometimes I thank God that it did. Yet she could see by their shocked and altered faces that even their virtues were being burned away. Flannery O'Connor, Revelation. If I'm looking at that wall and suddenly I say, it's blue, and someone else comes along and says, no, no, it's gold, but I want to believe that that wall is blue. It's blue, it's blue, it's blue. But then God comes along and he says, you're right, John, it is blue. That's the help I need. God can help me make that wall blue. Ex-gay leader John Smid, in an interview with the Memphis Flyer. Timeline of the ex-gay movement.